100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with a story. The topic for this week was a pick two: Full, Where Do They Go, Barrel, Your Call, Universally, Joint, and, some might say, we got a whole bunch of stories in this week, but if you think there should be more and you're just sitting on a story that you haven't really finished, well, take your time and send it on in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, here's the weekly challenge.
Greetings, it's Jay Radimus here. I'm back for Weekly Challenge 802. 2 weeks in a row. I guess I'm working on my next streak. Anyway, my contribution for the pick two this week is inspired by the choices of full and joint. It's entitled Cheesy Meatball Mushrooms. I wouldn't know, but if you've consumed the gentle herb, try these. 6 brown mushroom caps, minimum 1 inch across, no stems. 3 meatballs, cooked and split. 2 tablespoons EVOO, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 3 tablespoons marinara sauce, 1 cup of Italian blend shredded cheese, preheat oven to 400 degrees, toss mushroom caps in oil and place upside down on baking sheet, sprinkle with salt, bake for 12 minutes or until softened. Spoon proportional amounts of marinara sauce into caps. Place meatball half round side down into sauce. Cover each with cheese. Finish baking for 6 minutes or until cheese is melted. There you go. Bon appetit. I'll see you next time.
Tor Abrazino here, and for this week's pick two, my title is The Universal Joint. At the Universal Joint, you can get anything you want, if it's about pot. Bongs, pipes, rolling papers, hippie tie-dye clothing, hippie beads, 60s psychedelic posters, acid scenes, spacey meditation CDs, Indian-inspired jewellery, Tibetan prayer flax, everything. You want hash? How about our cannabis beers and wines? Hemp petit four, hemp seed cooking oil, hemp moisturising cream, a daily journal handmade from hemp fibre paper, hemp briquettes for your wood-burning stove. What? You want to get high? Be off with you, young man, before I call the police. This is a respectable neighbourhood. We don't want potheads around here. And that was inspired by the very respectable-looking cannabis shops I saw on a visit to Italy a couple of years ago. I could see what they were selling, but I wondered what they were actually selling. It turns out that Italian law allows people to sell goods containing cannabis, but only if they don't contain any significant amount of the substances that people buy them for.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story for this month. I've picked Your Call and Barrel, and the story's called Roulette. The atmosphere was tense as we faced each other, unblinking, across the table. He slowly took a bullet from the box, inspected it carefully, then slipped it into the chamber, snapping the barrel closed and giving it a good spin, before gently placing the piece down again. So, do you want to go first or second? Your call, bro. I'm easy. By way of reply, I took hold of the gun, held the barrel to my head, and pulled the trigger. There was a click, then silence. I slid the gun across the table, then watched him blow his brains out. Okay, until next time, I think I'm done. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Some might say that nothing changed. The empty room was still empty. The beautiful view was still beautiful. The cranky neighbor was still cranky. When I asked the neighbor why you weren't picking up the phone, he shrugged. "But where did she go?" I asked, and he walked away. I just stood there in the middle of an empty room, looking at the beautiful view, wondering. I still had that photo we took together in Brazil, laughing like two lunatics, two happy lunatics. When I terminated the lease on the apartment, I noticed that B drawn on the dusty kitchen counter. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Where did they go? Well, some of them, I chopped up and fed them to the local stray dogs. Others, I threw into the river, weighted down with concrete blocks. Whilst for those a little more off the beaten track, it was a shallow, unmarked grave. There's a million ways to dispose of a body, if you know what you're doing. Some methods, of course, are more effective than others, and for excellent results, every time, I highly recommend the good old-fashioned acid bath. I've got a body brewing in one right now, in a barrel, out the back.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong, number 002. It was the fall of a new century, dryly stated Ford. Oxford was turning brown, swirl of leaves drifting around my feet. Hamilton interjected, before the rebels took the campus. Ford looked off to his right, trying to assemble space into a reasonable time. Yes, dear boy, a gentler time, before the barrels on the roof. But that was another tale, perhaps later. Where was I? Oh, on the way to the library. I had just made it to the door when I heard a voice over my shoulder. Some might say, a strong wind blows against the Empire. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 802 with the prompt of pick two. And I've chosen four of the prompts. Universally full, where did they go? And some might say. So here's my story. The noise in the lunchroom and the distance the rest of the students universally kept allowed Bilbert and Sabrina to talk openly. The other students have treated you this way your whole life? Bilbert asked. Is it because your parents are magic users? Sabrina shook her head. Full disclosure, my parents haven't been in my life for many years. Before he could realize he was putting his foot in his mouth, Bilbert asked, Where did they go? Her face turned a dangerous shade of red. Some might say they weren't cut out for parenting and chose to pursue other interests. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Some street hustlers and table magicians use the traditional three playing cards for three-card Monty scams. Others use cups and balls, from cheap red solo cups to brushed silver cups. They let you win the first time, then reel you in. I know this guy who uses a lit joint instead of the ball, shuffles the cups around, the mark feels the cups, and lifts up the warm one. Then they look up and see the joint in the guy's mouth. Another guy uses big barrels and a bowling ball, but no matter what they use, they'll get your money. And there you have it, another successful weekly challenge by you, the audience, the writers, the creators, the dreamers, the imaginers. You can check out more stories in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And you can also see the topic for the next weekly challenge. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to go to the site. You have to listen to the feed. I'm done giving you an easy out. Okay. That's it for this week. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.